Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host, and it is just lovely to have your company today. I am feeling properly back as I record this podcast. I have been back at work for 2 weeks or so after a really, really nice long summer holiday. Not that I want to make you feel in any way jealous, but I put into practice this year what I learned last summer, which is that in the break between Christmas and my birthday, which is mid-January, I do think about things and, you know, like to plan and make goals and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But I don't work very well. And trying to write during that time last year was just annoying, and it just didn't get anywhere and it made me feel grumpy. So this year I thought, right, I am taking that time, Christmas to my birthday, that month, as a complete holiday. I work for myself, so I can. So hopefully you've been enjoying the podcast that I set up beforehand to run over the summer, and I hope they've been useful to you and everything. But yes, this, you know, last Thursday I went and had a chat with Scotty, like I do, and this is the first proper podcast recording of the year. So welcome to 2023 with me. It's exciting to be here. And because I've had this holiday, I'm, you know, all rested and refreshed, and oh my goodness, it's amazing. The house is tidy and decluttered, and I even did some gardening, and yeah, Moz and I have been doing this massive declutter because we recarpeted our house. We got some unexpected money, and we thought, right, that horrible, horrible carpet that we've known for the last 13 years, however long we've been in this house, needs to be replaced. We can finally replace it. So we replaced it. And to do that required moving all the furniture and everything. And that got us started on this whole decluttering journey over the summer that was joyous for me because I really enjoy these things. I don't know how joyous it was for Moz, but he's enjoying the outcome for sure. And today is Monday the 6th as I record this, but of course it's not going to come out to you for actually almost 2 weeks. So that's just how I do it, so that when life isn't as free and easy as it is right now, I have enough time to do the recording, the editing, and all the bits and pieces before I put it out. So I hope that when it comes out, it's still useful to you. But today is the first day of school in the school that Moz teaches in, and he has morphed from Moz, Summer Moz, shorts and t-shirt, to Mr. Amos, slacks and a shirt and a tie. So yay, we got Mr. Amos back and routine back and podcast back. And so I'm back. It's really nice to be back. I'm going to be talking a bit about success today and goals, and you'll hear me talk to Scotty. He's immediately thinking New Year's resolutions, which is fair. It's that time of the year, but I think this is a broader topic, success. But one of the goals that I have this year is to write a book for you guys, for you people, and for anyone who's interested in finding the thing that they should do with their life. You know, the thing, the purpose, the maybe the job or vocation, maybe the hobby or ministry, maybe it's a full-time thing, maybe it's a part-time thing, but the thing that sparks joy, to use a Marie Kondo, or that brings delight into your life, the thing that you really want to do. For me, that thing is writing, and I love writing, and it's taken me ages and ages to realize that I really want to write books and novels and nonfiction and blogs and all sorts of writing, you know, and to use my skills in that way in any situation brings me joy. So I've been writing prayers for our social media for church, for example, or little bits for people's newsletters and things like that. So it took me a long time to find that thing, and I'm writing a book that hopefully will help you if you haven't already found your thing, or help others who need to find their thing to figure it out and find out what that thing is. and in my head, it's your thing, but I need to be a bit more specific about that in the book. It's all right. It's coming together. It's coming together. Its working title is Your Mission and the Time to Do It In. And so it's quite a practical book because it has activities at the end of every chapter. So I have a chapter where I talk about something like, for example, what I'm talking about today, success. And then activities at the end that you can do as you think about and process what I've talked about in the chapter. And for half the book, it's nebulous things like success and values and personality types and things like that. Second half of the book, it's more concrete things like your time budget, your everything list, and things like that. So it's I'm liking it. It's coming together. I'm hoping even to do some public speaking or make some courses that I can use this book for. So I'm hoping to have an activity book that goes with it. So I'm just letting you know that's where I'm hoping to head this year. And if you want to know more about it, you can sign up to my newsletter at ruthamos.com.au because I'll be giving updates as I go. And also, you know, if you would like me to come and talk to your group or church or small group or, whatever, about this kind of stuff, about finding out what is your thing to do and about your time management and that sort of thing, I would love to do that. So, yeah, write to me, Ruth at ruthamos.com.au, because I would love to come around. But anyway, having said all that, I really did want to say that because I just want you to know that's where I'm headed. Like, I really want to share this stuff, not only in the podcast, not only in the blog, but in a book form with a workbook so that it's a real thing that people can use to find out more about themselves and to hopefully find that thing that really is a delight for them to do and a joy and brings peace into their lives as they do the thing that they were created to do. That's where I'm coming from, and that's what I wanted to share with you. So along those lines, because I'd written a nice chapter about success, I thought that was a good way to start the year. So we're going to talk with Scotty about that, and then I'm going to talk a bit more about that after the conversation with Scotty. So enjoy listening to Scotty and I start our new year on the radio.
Well, Ruth Amos is with us again, first time this year, and I'm so glad she is. Good morning.
Good morning, Scotty. It is great to be back.
It's good to be back. Now, we've got this little segment called Life Hacks.
Yes.
And you give us some absolute gems, and you have done now for a couple of years?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
Wow,
yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's good.
So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about our goals for the year.
Okay.
Because it's my first time back. And basically, January is a write-off. So, like, I'm not big on New Year's resolutions. We were just talking about it, you know. I think, I'm more focused on the entire year and themes and bigger goals and whatever. But yeah, so
well,
yeah.
I kind of blew my New Year's resolution. I think it was the 2nd or 3rd of January. But then somebody said to me years ago, they said, what you got to do is you're just going to say, I blew that, start again. Yeah. Like, because I'm just like, you know what? I'm done for the year. I'll wait till December the 31st and I'll try again. Kind of doesn't work.
Yeah. I was thinking about my theme for the year, and my theme for the year is loose and gentle. So just be a bit loose and gentle with yourself. Keep going, but just gently.
I remember your theme. What was your theme for last year?
Fun.
That's right. That's right. So your theme this year is loose and gentle.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I know we're getting off track, how'd you come about that theme?
It's really just I think about it through the month of January. My birthday's in January, so I sort of just thinking it, rolling around in the back of my head and thinking, you know, God, what do you want me to focus on and whatever, and realised that I'd been fairly uptight over the November-December period. There were a lot of things going on in my life and I wanted them to be right. And I realised that I had to sort of let go a bit and let things happen as they happen. And be gentle on myself as well. You know, I have perfectionistic tendencies. So I tend to, you know, have really high standards for myself and just let that go a little bit and say, right, we're going to be gentle this year. Well, and you know, the thing that really did it for me, maybe we'll talk about this another time or you can listen to it on my podcast. But the thing that really did it for me was running. I took up running and I enjoy running, but I went at it like a bull at a gate. And so I was just like really pushing so hard and then I was exhausted all the time. And I realized that if I just go back a bit and do like walk run intervals and things like that, I still get the bonuses from running, but
you don't exhaust yourself.
I don't exhaust myself and I'm doing it in a gentler fashion.
And it's sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I've cut back the number of runs I go for on a week and I've cut back the way I do it. I'm much happier and I'm much more energetic. So yeah.
I love that.
Loose and gentle.
I should start thinking about mine for the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what mine would be, but anyway.
I'll tell you what I was going to say because it does apply to this.
Yes.
And it is, when you're thinking about goals for the year or themes for the year or even resolutions, if you must, think about it in terms of what's right for you, your goals for your time of life and for your situation, and for don't go chasing other people's success or other people's ideas, but think about what suits me this year to aim for. So yeah, for with me with running, I have a goal, but it's not a goal that would suit anybody else, I reckon. It's just my goal that suits me, and yeah, I'm not chasing somebody else's success, I'm chasing my own success.
Yeah, I love that. So how about it, because sometimes I'll set a goal, but it's like this lofty goal, and I'm just like, yeah, by the end of this year, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna lose 40 kilos and stuff, but it just gets to the point that you're going, oh, I'm just not getting there. Like, how do you go about setting these goals?
Goals are not any use to you without a system for bringing it about. And I'm going to be talking about that next time.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Nice.
You need a goal. You need a system for making that goal come about. Yeah.
All right. Now, what's your website again?
ruthamos.com.au. And you can hear me talk more about this. You'll hear, if you listen to my podcast, which will come out in a fortnight from today, you will hear three of my goals for this year. So you'll be able to hear what Ruth's success sounds like. Yeah.
And also be able to read about your books and
absolutely.
And you even, you know, talk a little bit about your life and our children.
Yes. Someone met Moz for the first time the other day, and she's like, oh, Moz, I know who you are from Ruth's podcast. Sorry about that, Moz, my husband.
And just as a bit of a side point, talked about our children, because my daughter and your son got married.
That's right.
And there's a little bubby on
there's
the
a
way.
Bubby on the way. So tell you what, people, you're going to hear about that this year.
Hey, thanks for coming in, Ruth.
My pleasure.
See you in a couple of weeks.
So, Helen, if you're listening, thank you for that little comment about Moz that I got to share with Scotty on the radio. Oh, dear, you got to be careful what you say to a podcaster, don't you? I don't want everyone to be careful as they listen to me, but that's just the way it is. Anyway, yeah, it's good to be back, and it's good to be thinking about goals and ideas and themes, as you heard, with Scotty. And, yeah, I want to talk about success. I need a successful year. I would like a successful year, but I want a successful year that fits me. And what I've been thinking about with success, I want to share that where I actually figured out this whole idea was that I realized that the success that I was chasing after in my life was actually my father's success. My father is great. Hi, Dad, if you're listening, which he probably is. He's a very successful man, I think. And one of the things that he does very successfully is move into an organization that might be on its last legs or a bit crumbly or not very organized and people aren't really on board with it. And he takes that and turns it into a thriving Christian community that's growing and reaching lots and lots of people, and he really is amazing at building Christian community like that. And he's done it over and over again in his life. So I've seen him do this all the way through my life, and I thought, this is fantastic. It is fantastic. And I have tried to imitate that success. And when I have imitated that success, I have failed miserably. So the one of the examples that I always use is the prayer group that I started at the university. Now, my mum's the same, okay? So she started a prayer group in grade 9 in high school. And by the end of her grade 10, it had to be moved from recess to lunchtime so it was long enough for people to come. They'd had to move into the assembly hall to fit all the people in. Raging success. Right, so here I am thinking, okay, I'm going to start a prayer group and I'm going to make it successful because that's what success is. And my prayer group consisted of me. Yeah, so, and then mostly me. Occasionally I'd have maybe two or three other people, but it really didn't go anywhere. And that's fine. You know, that is fine because, I mean, it is a failure. Okay, it isn't the raging success that my mum or my dad had in that sort of situation. But I'm not down on myself about it. I am not the kind of personality that invites people to do things and then people want to do them. it just is not in my skill set. And so if I'm trying to spend my life inviting people to do things and people not wanting to do them, I'm going to be so frustrated that I'm never going to be successful. At the same time as this raging failure, I completed a PhD that won an award. So that was hugely successful. That was an amazing success. And I'm looking at that success going, oh, well, you know, whatever. But I didn't get the prayer group started. Do you see what I mean? We need to find successes that suit us. We need to aim for things that suit us. So yeah, my parents are highly successful. My sister and my brother are highly successful people. And I know a lot of successful people. And there's a lot of people I look at and go, oh my goodness, look at your amazing success. And oh, I wish I could be successful like that. What I need to think about is the success that suits me. And I tell you what, if I get to the end of this podcast and say success correctly all the way through, then I'm going to be very, very happy with that level of success. Anyway, okay. Let's think about this. So when I was looking at goals for this year, I was thinking, right, I need goals that suit my personality, my abilities, and listen, suit where I want to go in life. And so I'm going to share a few of my goals for this year because I promised Scotty I would. But I'm not sharing them in order that you can look at me and say, whoa, look at her success that she's aiming for. That's fantastic. Wish I could be like that, but I can't. And also, I don't want you to listen to what I'm saying and go, oh, Ruth, she's got such bad self-esteem because she thinks other people are much more successful than she is. I'm actually pretty healthy about this one now, I think. I think I've figured out what my dream is, what my goal and what my aim in life is. I have broken that down into goals that I can use as milestones to say, am I on the right path? And then I have figured out systems, which I will talk about next time, that help me to achieve that success. And I'm really happy with it. But I'm going to compare it to other people just so that you can see what I'm talking about. But believe me, I don't spend all my time going, oh man, I wish I was like, because I'm now happy to be like me, chasing my own version of success. All right, so having said all that, let's think about some concrete examples, and I'm going to use me as the concrete example. So here are a few of my goals this year. The first one is that I want to finish the first draft of my new novel. So in December, I launched a novel. It's called The Universe is a Small Place. You can find it on all online bookstores, I think. You can find it at rjamos.com. You can find links to rjamos.com from ruthamos.com.au. Anyway, it's out. It's great. I am very proud of it. It was a lot of fun to launch in Signet, have a big party and everything. Packed that one away. Now I just need to market it. See, I'm trying. And I want to start a new novel, and I'm starting a sequel to The Universe is a Small Place. And when I start this, I want to be consistent. I want to work on it, and I'll talk about the systems for that next time. But I decided that what I was aiming for this year was just to finish the first draft. Now, the first draft of a novel is usually rubbish, like utter rubbish. Nobody wants to read it. And that's not just my novel, that's everyone's novel, okay? There are some few elite people who can write a first draft and then have an editor run their eye over it and then publish and it's good. I am not one of those people. And I know that my first draft of The Universe was at the end incomplete and I needed to think about it, and it took me another 2 years to complete the draft and consequent drafts and get the book out. And so when I was looking at a whole new novel this year, I thought, right, well, this is what I'm going to aim for. I'm going to aim to finish the first draft. And then after that, I might spend another year editing, rewriting, running it past people for advice and all that kind of thing. But this year, the goal is to produce the first draft. Now, I know some authors who are aiming to write 3 or 4 novels this year, full novels, write and publish 3 or 4 full novels. And for some of the authors I know, writing 3 novels is a slowdown on what they normally produce. And So it's very tempting to look at myself and go, oh, you don't even want to publish a novel in a year. You just want to just finish the first draft. But I need to think about that. That is, you know, going on how long it's taken me to write a book that I'm really, really proud of. Writing a first draft of a novel this year is a good goal for me. And if I get to that by the end of this year, I will consider that a success. So that's one goal. Now, bearing in mind that I'm an author and that this is what I do for, well, hopefully in the end for a living, and around this I do editing work and stuff, so this is all being fitted in around my life, but another goal, creative goal that I want to do is to finish and publish the book I was telling you about, Your Mission, and to get that completed and the workbook done. Now, how come I'm looking at completing that book when I'm looking at first drafting the other one? Because I've already been working on Your Mission for 2 years. So it's been in the pipeline for a while. And this year, I want to bump it up, put a bit more effort in, and really get it done. And it would be a really nice book to have finished and ready to launch for this whole news resolution time of year next year. So that's what I'm aiming to do. I hope I'm being realistic. But that's the thing that I want to do. So again, I know other authors who have completed something like this in a couple of months, or they've already built an online course or something like that. You know, there's all these authors who have done fantastic stuff with their nonfiction. But for me, what I want to do is get this book complete and out. And so that's another goal that I have this year. So they're writing goals, and they're top of mind for me, and I'm trying to keep them top of mind so that I work on them every day, which is one of my systems, which again I will talk about soon. I like systems. We'll get there. But let's go to a completely different goal. So another goal that I want to achieve is to run 5 kilometers in under 30 minutes. I was talking to Scotty about this whole change in my attitude towards running. But I'm a slow runner at the moment, and for some people, 30 minutes is absolutely easy, not a problem at all. For other people, what are you talking about running 5 kilometres? Who would want to run for 5 kilometres? Like, why are you even trying? And don't you care about your knees? Well, I do, actually. That's why I've slowed things down a bit this year as well. Last year, I managed to get to the point where I could run 5 kilometres in about 40 minutes, and that was pretty damn exciting for me because I've never just been able to run like that before. This year, I want to sustainably and carefully get that down to 30 minutes. So I don't want to hurt myself while I'm trying, but I do want to continue going and get that done. So if you're a fit, sporty person and you can take part in triathlons or whatever there is, this goal might not seem like a biggie. It might seem like a really small one. If you're struggling with your fitness or whatever, you might think this goal is stupid. You might think that it's sensible, but there's no way you can do it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what other people can run at. It doesn't matter how fast other people are. I think this is an achievable goal for me. It's something that I've wanted to do, and so it's something I'm going to keep trying to do. If I don't make it by the end of the year, I don't think I'm going to call that a failure. I think I'm going to call it a let's keep trying. I've done that for the past 2 years, so I'll try again. But if I do make it, it's going to be a huge success. But it's my success. Fits me. I've taken up running because it's something that suits me, something that I enjoy. I know, crazy. I can't understand it. But there it is, something that I enjoy, and it's something that I want to keep doing. I have other plans too in other areas of my life. And I'm not going to share them with you because I was like, you know, do I even share these goals? Like because the big problem is comparisonitis, right? You look at other people's success, you look at other people's goals, and you compare your goals to them and you think my goals aren't good enough, but they are. They're your goals. They suit you. They suit where you are at the moment. They suit what you're aiming for. They maybe are bringing you closer to this major dream that you have for your life. And so achieving them is fantastic, and I want you to look for success that suits you, that suits your life, your circumstances, your abilities, your energy levels, your interests, your personality. Like, I've found goals that suit me in that way, and it just makes life much more joyful as you are aiming for something that belongs to you and not something that belongs to someone else. Our goals are different, but it doesn't make one goal more valuable than another goal or less valuable than another goal. It's just different. Like, if you want to write, like I want to write, but you've never written a word in your life, aiming for 500 words this year might be a good goal for you, and that's great. That's so valuable. Aiming to move your body for 10 minutes a day, what an awesome goal. That's fantastic. Aiming to run a marathon, that's amazing. I am not there, but you go for it. That's fantastic. Your success is yours, my success is mine, and they're both valuable. I hope that we can all rejoice together in our different levels of success, that we can just say, well done you. I'm just so thrilled that you've managed to succeed in the way that you have. So I encourage you to look over your goals for this year, whether you've written them down neatly in a list and, you know, posted them somewhere, or whether they're just vague ideas running around in the back of your mind. I encourage you to think about them and think about whether this is really something that is belonging to you, or whether it's something that you've just picked up because you saw a reel on Instagram, or because it's your parents' idea of success for you, or whatever it is. I encourage you to think about why you're trying to achieve what you're working on, and to make sure that that reason is a good one. As you think about it, you might drop some of your goals. You might slow down on some, you might prioritize some, you might decide to aim for something new that you get excited about and that you've never thought about doing before, but you know will get you out of bed in the morning. Something that maybe no other person in your life has even tried to achieve, but you realize that that's where you want to go. I really encourage you to think it through and decide what your goals are going to be and what your success is going to look like this year. And if you'd like to share that success with me, I would really love to hear it. So you can write to me at ruth@ruthamos.com.au. You can tweet me at A Quiet Life Blog, or you can find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author. And yeah, feel free to come along to ruthamos.com.au and sign up for my newsletter, because that would be fantastic. And you will hear more about my life and things like that. And hopefully we'll get that book out and you can hear more about that as it comes together. Happy New Year! I know that it's now halfway through February as you listen to this, if you listen to it on time. But even if you're listening to this in the middle of the year or the end of the year or whenever, it doesn't hurt to sit there and look over your own success or the success you're aiming for and make sure that it's yours. And I encourage you to do that, and I will chat to you again next time.